First case, please.
Case number 10,634, Philadelphia Pentecostal Holiness Church, west of Road 213, across from Pentecostal Street. A variance from the minimum square footage, lot width, and lot depth for a parcel, and a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Anyone here for the church? Start up here, if you would, sir. Give us your name and place of residence for the record.
Yeah, Bishop Major Foster, 715 Cedar Creek Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
All right, do you swear or affirm, sir, the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Can you explain to the board your request for this evening?
Yes. What we would like to do is for financial purpose, to put a lien on one piece of property. And right now we can't put a lien on this piece of property because the building itself is called Delmarva Clergy Young Social Action. It's a building where we run all our programs out of there, our GED schools and all our schools in that property. But the land sets on the Philadelphia Pentecostal Church. So because the land is set on the Pentecostal Church, building is setting on it, we can't get able to get a lien on that property. We want to put a lien on the Coosa's property because we get ready to build another, amen, shelter home. So we want to put a lien so we can go borrow the money.
Okay.
And then we can do that with
it. Okay.
So, Mr. Foster, are you with the church or are you with the Delmarva clergy?
I'm the CEO of both. I'm the CEO of the Philadelphia Pastor, Philadelphia Pentecostal Church. I'm the CEO of the Delmarva Clergy United Social Action.
Okay. But the purpose of this is for the Delmarva clergy, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're here on their behalf also?
Right.
Okay.
When you received your application, you recall seeing the standards for granting a variance?
Yes.
Okay, and can you address those standards for us?
They thought that the two buildings was connected, the church and that building was connected, but it's a 20 feet, between the two buildings, 20 feet. The road goes all the way around the church. And then it goes around. You come in one street, go around by the school, comes back out and hit back on 113. And that easement is down. And we also said that we'll take care of the maintaining of the road and everything also too.
So you've been to the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yes, I have.
To get this approved to create the two lots again, so I understand it, so you can get the financing for one to go ahead and work with.
Right.
And you have two, you're asking also for these two 50-foot easements.
Yes.
And you'll get those. That's in here with that. Now, have you had it surveyed yet?
Right. Miller is already telling that. Miller, I have the thing for Miller here. Miller's the one to survey it.
Okay.
Miller surveyed.
Copy of that if you
want. Oh, well, that's just okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I just want to be sure that.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Not right now.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 in favor. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we take case number 10,634 under advisement.
Second.
Second.
Who did? Is it Mr.? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Mills, that we take case number 10,634 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir? Oh, would you get? Sir?
Yes.
Your case has been taken. You can come back over just for a moment, if you would, please. Excuse me. Your case has been taken under advisement.
Yes.
What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. Yes. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Good enough. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Next case, please.